This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados records another COVID-19 death. Prime Minister Mia Motsi appeals to the public to adhere to the COVID-19 protocols. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness to house some of this island's homeless throughout the national lockdown. Barbados records 25 new cases of COVID-19, and the opposition party in St. Vincent calls for a 28-day ban on flights into that country and an end to home isolation for local COVID-19 patients as that country continues a battle with a spike in COVID-19 cases. With the details, I'm Kashi Brown. Barbados has recorded its 15th COVID-19 death. The latest person to fall to COVID-19 was a 62-year-old Barbadian male who had been a patient at the Harrison Point Isolation Facility for the last 9 days. Commenting on the loss of this Barbadian, Dr. Corey Ford, infectious diseases specialist and head of the isolation facilities in Barbados, is reminding Barbadians to wear their masks. He's pleading with Barbadians to look out for their neighbors as well, the elderly and those needing help. He's also encouraging members of the public to cooperate when the Seek and Save teams come to their homes and communities and to get tested if requested. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness says it will continue to assist the homeless during the national lockdown. And President Kimar Safri disclosed that they will now be facilitating housing some of the homeless during the entire 2-week lockdown period. He tells Starcom Network News they play an essential role at this time, especially with the number of homeless people they have been seeing recently.
So we will continuously be open. We've been in constant communication with government, and they have allowed us to operate and continue, and they have provided us with the necessary essential passes that we need to function as an organization, and so we will continue to work. It means more work for us, since that we're not going to allow some of them to stay in the building permanently until the lockdown is finished. So we've moved to that 24-hour stage where the men and the women that are on the street can stay here for the entire lockdown period, and if there's an extension, they could also stay. So we don't stop.
Mr. Safri also spoke to how he believes those homeless people who refuse to leave the streets should be treated by authorities.
That's what we call a policy decision, and we supplied government with enough information of how to get around this. We advise them that we have worst case scenarios, like you have the Jar, you have the Ahmed, you have the Ninja Man, and those guys that we are accustomed to seeing, which are what you call, you know, chronic level of homelessness or far gone, right? Now, if you don't put policy in place where those persons are institutionalized through some policy, where they're taken off the streets and put it placed at the psychiatric hospital for treatment and care, then they cannot be moved off the street. For them to be charged, it would not make any sense to me because they don't have anywhere to go.
That's President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motsley continues to encourage Barbadians to adhere to the COVID-19 protocols during the national pause. She says for this pause to work, sacrifices have to be made.
For the next few weeks, let me focus on beating COVID-19. And yes, it may mean we got to cut out the linemen, but that won't be forever. But for this pause to work, I'm telling you, each house in Barbados has to become a bubble, a safe zone. If you want to go out and don't wear a mask properly and don't sanitize yourself, trust me, the bubble can burst. But I know that you love your family, and I know that you love yourself. So I know you can protect you, and you can protect your family. Wear the mask. Don't gather up underneath people, and wash your hands properly. Let me ease up. But leaving the house for anything other than going to work, if you have to work, and it's only those who do any essential work that got to. Purchasing groceries, and you don't need to purchase groceries every day.
The Prime Minister also made a special plea for Barbadians to take care of the elderly during the lockdown.
Them is the people that raise us. Don't get tired. Them is the people that raise us. And where you can help them out, I'm begging you, help them out, please. Even something as simple as buying what they need when they go in the supermarket or the shop and placing it on the step outside the door. Because you don't need to go inside to carry it to them. But you don't want to put them at risk. Just drop it outside the door and let them know that it's there for them to collect. Once we do the basics well, we're going to be good.
That's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motsley. United Nations Women Caribbean is seeking to improve gender equality data so as to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals for all women and girls by 2030 in the region. Yesterday, the UN Women Caribbean Workshop, which looked at unpaid domestic and care work in the region, commenced via Zoom. Panelists on the webinar, acting representative for the UN Women Multi-Country Office in the Caribbean, Tony Ann Broadbear, said the COVID pandemic has increased the need for data pertaining to unpaid domestic and care work in the region.
What we knew at the global level, on an average pre-COVID-19 day, women spent almost three times as many hours on unpaid domestic work and care work as men. Why should we care about care, and especially unpaid care? The problem awareness is we know that gender equality is the problem. Unpaid care work is one of the symptoms of gender inequality.
That's acting representative for the UN Women Multi-Country Office in the Caribbean, Tony Ann Broadbear. Barbados has recorded 25 new cases of COVID-19. These were made up of 9 males and 16 males following 504 tests done by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. 7 of the new positives were persons previously sent to the Harrison Point Isolation Facility for assessment. The other 18 cases included 15 Barbadians and 2 non-nationals. Meanwhile, 9 persons have been sent to the Harrison Point Isolation Facility for assessment. And 4 employees at the Bridgetown Port have tested positive for COVID-19. However, a release from banishment says it will not disrupt operations there. It says contact tracing has begun to identify the primary contacts of the individuals who will be required to present themselves to health authorities for testing. The port says also that it has taken steps to close and sanitize the areas where the individuals were assigned. In Trinidad and Tobago, Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley says not to be discouraged by the small volume of COVID-19 vaccines that will be available in the initial stage. He notes that government is in talks outside of the COVAX facility to potentially receive COVID-19 vaccines for at least 100,000 persons. According to the Prime Minister, although people may be discouraged that TNT is only receiving the first tranche of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines for approximately 50 to 60,000 people, there are other avenues available.
With the African Medical Council, we have discussed and have accepted an offer from the council to get some of what they are going to be having. But to do that, we as a country, at the individual country level here in CARICOM, have to commit to a volume that we will have to pay for. And we go forward into the weeks and months, we expect that an improved availability in the marketplace will come. Because our third source is to talk directly to the suppliers who are now supplying.
That's Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley. Leader of the opposition in St. Vincent, Godwin Friday, has called for a 28-day ban on flights into the country and an end to home isolation for local COVID-19 patients. In his contribution to the budget debate in the National Assembly on Tuesday, Mr. Friday said such measures were needed to avoid the worsening of a COVID-19 situation. He expressed concern that visitors to the country are asked to isolate at a government-approved facility, even if they are negative for COVID-19, while locals who test positive are not required to do so. There was no newly confirmed deaths from the illness. The death toll remains at 2 in St. Vincent. And finally, England's chief medical officer says the UK is past the peak of the current wave of the pandemic, but the infection rates are still high. Professor Chris Whitty said the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths were on a downward slope, but that did not mean there would not be another peak. Boris Johnson praised the colossal effort to vaccinate 10 million people, including 90% of those aged over 75. Recapping the headlines at 7:30. Barbados records another COVID-19 death. Prime Minister Mia Mottley appeals to the public to adhere to COVID-19 protocols. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness to house some of this island's homeless throughout the national lockdown. And the opposition party in St. Vincent calls for a 28-day ban on flights into that country. This has been the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp. Add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning.